we're back with another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's post-game, everyone. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Lakers Fast Break. Pop Culture Cosmos, where we cover the latest news and trends in pop culture each and every week, twice a week, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, as well, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football. Looking forward to going ahead and talking about the season upcoming. So check out our draft coverage in the month of April, right here at the Lakers, Inside Sports Fantasy Football. Also, as well, of course, go ahead and check out Joe Soro, aka Ox1947 at LakersBall.com. Also, of course, he is Simblades, Simblades with a Y.com. No Lakers nightcap for him today because he's with family, but I will give you, in honor of the Lakers victory, 116-104, I will give you a taste of the chocolate milk right here. Yummy indeed. It is, of course, the Lakers on this fabulous road trip. It is Gerald Glassford. Thanks so much again for watching and listening. We are almost to 1,500 subscribers on YouTube. We're almost to 1,000 followers on Facebook. Please go ahead, like, follow us, do whatever you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break. It is, of course, Gerald Glassford. Thanks so much again for watching and listening. Truly appreciate it. It is, of course, also as well, our good friends, Lakers in 5, Empire Jeff TV, also as well, of course, John McCallion Channel, John Costas, Lakers Talk, Clutch Talk, and Lakers Corner. Go ahead and check out all these great shows, and please support all of these great shows and podcasts, and of course, what we do right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. Well, the Lakers' fourth game on the road trip, heading into Brooklyn on this Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, and a safe Easter to everyone out there. Truly cannot thank you enough for supporting us right here at the Lakers Fast Break. The Lakers came into tonight still trying to see if they could make their way through in the NBA conference and as far as the Western Conference is concerned. So looking forward to seeing what they could do. And they did well on this Easter Sunday. They celebrated it with a really, really good way to do so. It started off 17-0 run to start off the game, looking dominant fashion. And basically, despite even a third quarter where the Lakers kind of just took their foot off the gas, sloppy turnovers, missed shots, LeBron James willed this team to victory today because, you know what? The guy was sizzling hot from the outside. 9 of 10 from outside as he gets 40 points, 7 rebounds. Anthony Davis chipped in with 24 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Rui Hachimura with 20 and 10 himself. And the Lakers, again, behind LeBron James's hot shooting, get the Lakers a victory, 116-104. Here today to go ahead and talk about today's game, the sizzling hot shooting from LeBron James, and of course, what the Lakers might do on the rest of the road trip, and can they get any higher in the Western Conference standings? Good man indeed. You saw him yesterday heading up the Lakerholic Spotlight for Lakers Weekend for the Lakerholics.com team with Laker Tom. It is Jamie Sweet. Jamie, looks like he's lounging, relaxing right there. Happy Easter to you, my friend. A blessed and wonderful one for you and the family. Truly great to have you here.
Thank you, Gerald. Happy Easter, everybody. Also, happy Trans Visibility Day for all the people who are unaware of such a holiday. Yeah. That was a fun game.
Absolutely. It was a fun game to watch from the get-go. The Lakers, the energy level, that was something I noticed right from the get-go. They did not have it in Memphis. They did have it today. I know Joe said a day in New York, they probably wouldn't have it, but they did have it.
The same thing.
Yes, they did show that they had the energy on this Easter Sunday, and for a while it looked like the Nets had checked out, but you know, that third quarter kind of got a little bit worried, but you know what? LeBron James, even when the Lakers are down, the vintage LeBron James was there for us for a period of time, and that's all we needed today against a terrible Nets team to get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this I had that Memphis game penciled as a potential loss, not because I thought they would play down, but it was the third game in 4 nights. They played overtime in Milwaukee. Everybody looked gassed. But, you know, LeBron and AD didn't look as gassed as Rui and Reeves did, and D'Lo. But those three just looked like they didn't have it, which was why I was surprised we didn't see more from Max Christie, Torian Prince, who actually had a good game in Memphis and didn't play anymore because of it. Whatever. However, it was what it was.
He took a shot in the ribs really hard in that third quarter as well.
Yeah, so. That's true. I mean, Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about that. But still, regardless, I just that would have been a hard game for us to win, even without the overtime. So you know, I wasn't too surprised by that one. I was glad to see them bounce back. I was glad to see that a night in New York did not lead to a loss. And so, you know, I think the only concern these days right now is the anemic output of the Laker bench.
2 points from the entire Lakers bench.
We're lucky to have won.
Yes.
We're lucky to have won. So, you know, as a result, it looks like we've got, you know, Gabe Benson, that looks like they really tried to get him activated. It was nice to see him playing.
Yeah.
Great, you know, great to see him on the court. But in general, I thought that the Laker bench just looked like they were lost tonight. And you can see that the rotation's starting to get shorter.
Yeah.
And it really looks like we're going to rely on, you know, other than Dinwiddie, Prince, and maybe a little Jackson Hayes and Vincent. That's it. That's the bench. Torian Prince. I forgot.
But no Hayes tonight with the left calf contusion.
Nope.
But yes, you're right. The bench output, even at an NBA level, for only getting 2 points all game long, in a game where it was pretty much the Lakers all the way through, at one time being up by as many as 26 points, I believe, if memory serves.
Yep.
There's no excuse. The bench has to give us a lot more if you plan to go anywhere in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just not show up. And that's kind of what happened. So I don't know that there's a good fix for it. I think the fix is getting other guys back healthy and moving somebody like Rui or Reeves to the bench. I don't want to disrupt the starting lineup because it's really playing well.
13-6 overall is the grouping that you have right there.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't survive an NBA playoff series with a bench that is this low impact. You can't. So something's got to give. I don't know what it is. That's a riddle for the coaching staff. I mean, Joe's kind of agreeing with, like, Joe's comment right there, I think is highlight worthy. And happy Easter to you and your family, Joe. Your bench has to get between 10 and 15 points minimum. Like, that feels like the bare minimum that you can expect out of a professional National Basketball Association bench. And it's just been bad kind of this whole road trip. I don't think the bench has really shown up in any of the games. I think Dinwiddie had one good game at the beginning of the road trip, and that's been about it. And it can't just be about one guy. Like, they got to figure out how to score with those guys.
Do you think Gabe Vincent, once he gets back in rhythm, will do anything in that measure?
I want to believe that. I mean, I'm just kind of happy to see him out there on the floor, getting up and down. Where, you know, it's hard to know. He's not a shot creator. Dinwiddie is a better shot creator, I think, than Vincent is. Vincent's a better release valve for a guy like Dinwiddie, but they're not letting Dinwiddie get downhill. They're stashing him in the corner. And they're using Dinwiddie oddly. I would use him differently if I were the coach. I would do all these things. Yes, thank you, Darren. I do have more points than the Lakers bench. I appreciate that comment. I just think that this is an unsustainable reality. And so, if all things being equal, when Vincent and Vanderbilt are back, and I'm not expecting Wood back at all. I just think that there's going to be one of Rui or Reeves has to go to the bench to balance this out. And my guess would that it would be Hachimura, unfortunately, because he's played great. He's just played great as a starter, and I'd hate to disrupt that. And so maybe it ends up being Reeves, and Laker Tom gets his dream comes true, and they start Vando at shooting guard. In positionless basketball, so it doesn't really matter.
Once again, it is the Lakers winning on the road, fourth game of the road trip, 116-104. The Lakers are now 42-33, still ninth place in the Western Conference. We'll see as far as where they stand, as far as how many games up they are on Golden State and how many games behind they are on Sacramento and Phoenix after tonight's finish is concerned. So I don't want to go ahead and say and elaborate exactly because it could all change because the games for those teams are not yet done and completed. But right now, Jamie, ninth place in the Western Conference. It looks like they have that more solidified. It with two more victories on the road on in Toronto and Washington, they could actually pretty much solidify that. But they're within reach of Sacramento and Phoenix. Do you see them inching above either of those teams before the end of the year?
I mean, thankfully, we have a much easier schedule than both those teams. So I think it's not absurd. It's not an absurd fantasy to entertain. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's very realistic. I think that they would have to, I think both of those teams would have to basically lose three more games than us.
Well, we own the tiebreaker on Phoenix, but Sacramento owns the tiebreaker.
Yeah, but Phoenix is two games ahead of us, correct?
And they're two and a half right now, but that's because they haven't played.
That's three games, basically. Okay. So I don't see Phoenix losing. It's hard for me to see us winning three more games and Phoenix losing three more games than one another. I think it's just going to end up being closer than that. I do think it's realistic that we could pass Sacramento. They also have a tough game. I believe Sacramento has one more game to make up in the schedule than we do, so they probably have like another back-to-back or something of that nature. And I think we have like one or two more back-to-backs, incredibly.
We have one more. That's Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. I knew going into this road trip, we had two. That's right. Mm-hmm. So we knocked one out on the roadie. So the fact that we came out of that back to back, not losing both, I think is a positive. And actually we did well in the back to back. So it's unlikely. It's mathematically possible. So, you know, yeah, Rodell brings up a good point. I mean, losing Huerter and Monk for the Kings makes it more likely. I don't know.
I would say it's more likely for them as far as when it comes to a play-in or playoff scenario being to them beatable.
If we could, I would take a at home at Phoenix. I mean, that's the problem is that I would rather, I'm not sure I would rather play the first play-in game. I mean, I guess you get the second one if you lose it in Phoenix, but I'd rather put, I don't know. I think it's going to be tough for us to win in Phoenix, motivated as I think they will be to finally have a game that they were all assembled for, right? You know, they were built for the playoffs. And so once they get to the playoffs, I have a feeling they're going to try to find another gear. Whether they can or not is a question that will be discovered. I mean, they obviously have defensive issues. But if Nurkic, who gives for some reason gives AD big problems, continues to outplay Davis, I think we're going to lose that playing game. So it's, I don't know. I would love to see us get to, I'd love to see us get to eight and have the potential to at least just reduce the playing game to one. You win in Phoenix. Great. You're the seventh seed. And it's anybody's game how the seeding is going to go right now, other than maybe the Clippers and the Pelicans are pretty much locked in to the 4-5 slots.
I disagree with you on that one because, as Frank will tell you, our resident Dallas Mavericks fan, Dallas with the victory on the road tonight in Houston, looks like they're snapping Houston streak. They'll actually be tied with New Orleans.
Yeah, but I have a hard time seeing the Pelicans. I mean, yeah, maybe they fall to six, I guess, but I would love to. I would love to see a 6-3 Dallas Denver opening round series. I'd love to see Luka and Joker go at it in a playoff series. I think it would just be entertaining as all get out. It would just be great. It would be great for the sport. It would be great for both of their legacies. Joe with the Will Ferrell Jeopardy humor there.
Exactly.
It's your mother, Trebek.
Remember that fondly.
Oh man, those bits are great. It's going to be interesting to see how this all works out. I have a feeling a lot of these teams aren't going to end up resting down the stretch because of how jam packed it is. I think of all of them, Denver is probably the least concern where they end up, as long as they have some semblance of home court advantage. Because if you assume that Boston is coming out of the East, nobody's going to have a better record than Boston. I don't think Denver really has an issue believing that they just have to win one game once or twice on somebody else's home court and then just went out in Denver. You know, they're going to be tough to beat. Denver's tough to beat in Denver because of the altitude. And that's just the truth of it. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all, these last eight or seven, eight games for, depending on who's, what team has how many games left. These last, you know, little chunk of games here really going to have a lot of impact for the, how the playoffs are seeded. And so it's, you kind of always hope that you get a couple of games to like, not so much that you don't care, but that you could, you know, maybe LeBron plays like 15, 20 minutes in the first half and sits out the second half. You know, that would be ideal going down the stretch, but you know, we'll see how this all shakes out. I'm curious to see how Sacramento responds to the Monk injury, because he really has been the engine that drives their late game success. And they start to slip. And Phoenix has just been so inconsistent. It's hard for me to say, like, here comes Phoenix, but just like it's been hard for me to say, here come the Lakers. But here come the Lakers is what they've done for the last 2 weeks. And so it's been nice to see that sort of turn around and see us finally lock into winning some basketball games, because it took most of the season to get there.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
People are just losing their minds trying to consume Marvel products right now, and I don't blame them. This is some of the best entertainment you can get on TV and big screen right now.
If something's going to be successful or not, they look at the mentions, they look at the likes, they look at the retweets and the tweets and the subtweets and the tweet tweets, and they look at all of that to say, okay, this is actually going to garner a lot of attention.
Is it going to be enough, though? I think the fish out of water syndrome might be enough for somebody like us, because it's going to be hilarious to watch two stoner kids we saw barely make it through high school now live in a society that they fully don't understand because they've been stuck in a decade and never came out of it.
Facebook stars, not ninja stars, okay? I know how some people take things literally, so don't throw ninja stars at us, but like the Facebook stars, click on those. That's what we want.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, it is the Lakers Fast Break. The Lakers do win 116-104. It's Gerald Glassford along with Jamie Sweet. Admiral Akbar is in the house, a.k.a. Yami Sweet. You got to go ahead and check out what he's doing today with his Five Things articles. Hopefully he'll catch up on at LakerHolics.com.
I was just telling Tom I've been remiss in my articles. I've been too busy.
That's okay. Laker Tom is not putting out the most favorable of articles either.
Oh, man, I had to give him a hard time for putting a picture of the Celtics on. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because Laker Tom's latest article is how he thinks, or suggesting, should the Lakers emulate the Celtics this summer for
a giant picture of the Celtics plastered all over the front page.
I'm like, I know, it's blasphemy. Yeah,
that's what exactly. I told him. I was like, he's like, what bothers you about it? I was like, first off,
That bothers me.
And then the content, I'm like, you're suggesting that we emulate a team that we despise? And then he clarified what he meant, and he makes sense. You know, he wants to see us build a team in the same way where, I mean, Celtics got lucky. You know, Milwaukee should have never shopped Drew Holiday, and they should have never traded for Dame Lillard, and they should have never fired Adrian Griffin. And so we're going to watch that team kind of slowly implode, I think, over the next year or so. But that's a story for the summer.
So the Lakers do win, get the victory today. Again, LeBron James... You got the spry LeBron today. You got, must have been Easter or something out there. Just, you saw the exact opposite of what you saw in Memphis. Memphis, he looked tired, had no lift at all. The same thing for the Lakers as a whole. They just looked terrible every which way you slice it. But LeBron James, basically, even when the Lakers were looking terrible in that third quarter, he lifted the Lakers on his back. He had that contest going back and forth with Cam Thomas. You could tell something must have been said between those two, because they started that mano-a-mano thing as far as them. Oh, you take a three, I'll take a three. You take a three, I'll take a three. Them starting back and forth like that. So something must have been said between each other. That got him all riled up, and I think that was the key to the Lakers' victory today.
I always find it funny that people never learn the lesson that Dylan Brooks was – you know, lambasted for not learning sooner, which is don't poke the bear. Why are you poking that? What are you thinking? It was the same thing with like if Kobe's having a quiet game and somebody starts trash talking him in the mid third quarter, you were like, are you the biggest moron on planet Earth? Did you want to get your behind whooped? So, you know, whatever they did, somebody got to take that guy aside and be like, next time we play, don't do that. You're not that good. I know you think you are. You're not. You're just not. You know, it's a big hat. It's funny.
Jumper's asking, when is Joe going to get banned? He's in the chat right now.
In chat. Yeah, no, I know. He's
close. Joe's close. Very close to banning.
No. Joe's wielding a mighty axe in the chat. A mighty axe.
Yes, absolutely. Blue Magic said LeBron turned back the clock tonight, and that's what they needed.
They needed this, yeah. They needed him to have this kind of game. And I think he kind of needed this game to shake himself loose. I want to see him. I mean, I know this ankle's not, this tendinopathia thing is not going to go away. I think the issue is going to be, maybe even the rest of his career. You know, I think it's probably just running up and down a basketball court aggravates his ankle, you know? So it's going to be a thing for the rest of maybe his career as a Laker, or certainly as an NBA player, if it's not with the Lakers after next season. But it's nice to see that he can still get to this point on the road after a lot of travel, and whatever he does to get himself ready to play basketball, it worked today, last night, today, tonight, this morning, whatever. And that's good to see, because you can't just rely on AD and Reeves and D'Lo and Hachimura for AD to dominate down low and for those guys to make threes in a playoff series. You're going to need LeBron to be a 25, hopefully 30 points per game threat on and off the ball. And that is, there's just no bones about it. There's no getting out of it. You know, the Lakers aren't going to win a lot of playoff series with LeBron playing a laid back role. So it was nice to see him be able to be assertive and like do it in a way that led to a win.
Well, Gabe Vincent came back to the lineup today. He was the only guy to get any points off the bench for us, but he looked rusty.
Took him five shots to get there.
He was pretty rusty himself. No, it did not look good, but that was expected.
Yeah.
You know, the first time he's played since December. And as I prepped everybody on the pregame, I think that's what basically was going to happen. But no excuses for the rest of the bench. But it's nice to have Gabe Vincent just to give you some options, just to give Ham some options, more options out there.
Just to prove he can play so, you know, we could potentially trade him this summer.
Yeah, that would be nice, if that's the case, yes. Because I don't think, him staying with us long-term is going to be the answer. But
I don't see it either.
Rodell says the Raptors have a history of beating the Lakers in Toronto. That's true, but that's usually done. They usually play like on a weekend day, like a Saturday afternoon, like usually around noon our time, that usually throws the Lakers off. Like they will have to play, I think, next week when they're hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. They do have the early home game, so that'll be weird and different for the Lakers then. But they are playing on a Tuesday night, which it might be different for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Toronto has lost its last 13 in a row. Remember, this reminds you, hopefully.
You're calling me out, Gerald.
Yes, I'm calling you out, Admiral Akbar, but you know what this reminds
me of?
This reminds me of the San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Yes, the debacle in San Antonio. Your thoughts, do you think this is a more focused team that'll get the job done on Tuesday and then also Wednesday against a 14-win Washington series, or do you have the trap laid out once more?
It's a trap.
Oh, no.
I hate to say it. I think we finished the road trip 3-3. I think we lose these last two, unfortunately.
Wow.
I know. I hate to say it.
Holy cow.
I hate to say it, but I think that's what's going to happen. And I hate to say this too, but it's dinner time here at Casa Dolce, so I'm going to leave you with that sunshine rainbow unicorn.
Man. Well, happy Easter to you and the family.
Happy Jamie. Easter to all of you.
Yep. Thanks for stopping by. I truly appreciate it. It's Jamie Sweet, aka, of course, Admiral Akbar, laying down the trap for the Lakers. My gosh. Oh, my gosh. My God. please go ahead and support him today at Lakerholics.com as part of the five things articles that he does. But yes, it is Gerald Glassford. So I'm going to stay on with you guys just a few minutes in case you have any questions. It is the Lakers Fast Break. I know the question was asked because I went back and forth about a week ago with some of the audience and regarding, yes, Robert right there, Robert Wheeler, because I told you I had zero confidence with the Lakers on the road, being that they had the worst, by far the worst road record in the of the Western Conference contenders, of the top 10 Western Conference contenders. They have done a little what to sway me in a positive direction. So Robert's asking, do I think the Lakers can get it done of 5-1 on the road? You know what? I'm going to start thinking a little positive here. I think they can get it done, Robert. I think they will close out this road trip 5-1. I think they know exactly what they're facing. I understand LeBron's safe comments and comments as far as, you know, playing it safe from injury. I do think LeBron will be sitting out, so that may be an issue for one of those games, whichever game LeBron or AD sits out. So we'll see. Dave McMenamin says most games in most threes in a game by a player in his 21st season. And of course, LeBron James destroyed that record with the 9 out of 10 shooting today from behind the arc. It is the Lakers, though, with the victory today, 116-104. Again, LeBron James, 40 points, 7 rebounds, 24 points and 14 rebounds for Anthony Davis, and 20-10 for Rui Hachimura to get the victory for the Lakers. So definitely great to have you here. Hopefully you enjoyed our coverage on the simulcast on all YouTube, Facebook, and also as well, of course, on playback.tv/LakersFastBreak. I'm going to pretty much go to 30 minutes. No Joe Sorrell for the nightcap tonight. I want to announce again, Joe Sorrell said no nightcap for this evening. So I'm trying to top off the night here with you right here with some chocolate milk. I have a little bit of a swig left. In celebration of the Lakers victory, 116-104. Pretty much going to be closing it out here in just the next couple of minutes. But I want to thank everyone on this Easter Sunday. Hopefully it's been a blessed one for you and your family, and hopefully it is continuing safe and happy thoughts and happy travels for you wherever you're at right here from all of us at the Lakers Fast Break. Curt Affair says, that's all good. Let Joe enjoy Easter. Absolutely. Hopefully you will enjoy Easter as well, Kurt, and everybody out there. Darren says, wow, I hope Curry plays 21 seasons so we can come back to earth on that one. So far, it's Dirk and Vince, age 42 to 41. I think Curry will play to his early 40s as well. I think that's the case. You'll see those vintage Curry games every now and then, like you're seeing those vintage LeBron games like you did tonight with 40 points and a 9 of 10 shooting from behind the arc. Again, I think somebody in that third quarter really said something to him. Maybe it was Cam Thomas. I'm not sure. But yeah, it was really just a very effective to go ahead and be out there in that third quarter when the Lakers were really struggling and not shooting well. So definitely want to go ahead and say thank you to all those that were watching with me on playback and also as well YouTube and Facebook. But yes, definitely looking forward to seeing what we continue to report. We'll be on tomorrow for another show looking like a snack pack. So we'll go ahead and definitely, JSJ says, I hate Cam Thomas so much. He's a shooter, JSJ. He's a shooter. He's a scorer. That's all he does. It's all he can do. He doesn't play defense for you. He doesn't do much. He just puts up shots. That's all he can do. And again, you got to understand that. You know, I think ultimately Cam Thomas's role may be off the bench as a 17 to 20 point guy off the bench for a team. But you never know. You know, on this team, on the Nets, that's so bereft of talent. He is getting a lot of playing time for them. So Darren says, actually, the fall away three in the corner was a heat check. Absolutely. Fall away in the corner for LeBron, leaning out, falling out of bounds, and he hit it. So that tells you exactly it was your, if he hits that, which he did, that tells you it's going to be his game. So definitely truly appreciate the great game that he had today. I don't know how many more in his career he'll have left like this, but it was great to watch. It was great to see. It was great to follow along with you guys out there, along with everybody out there on playback.tv/LakersFastBreak and YouTube and Facebook. JSJ says the Rocket streak ends finally. kind of sad about that JSJ, because I think it would have been kind of funny had Houston bypassed Golden State in the standings, but that does not look like it's going to be the case. Golden State is now leading San Antonio. They pulled away in the second half. They're leading by 10. Chicago leads Minnesota. Dallas is going to finish out this game against Houston. Frank should be happy on that one. New York over OKC. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with Utah and Sacramento. But the Lakers, they still got some work left to do Tuesday and Wednesday on this road trip. Hopefully they can get it done. Hopefully they can go 5-1, and maybe we can go ahead and get a better perspective on getting 8th in the Western Conference, but we'll see. It is the Lakers fast break. Truly appreciate you joining us. I'm going to go ahead and head on out here, but I do want to thank everybody out there for being a part of what we're doing today. And again, tomorrow we'll be on with a snack pack, so don't worry. We got major coverage, as always, for you. And then, of course, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're on the road in Toronto, we're on the road in Washington, and we will get it done, absolutely indeed. So for Jamie Sweet and Laker Nick, big shout-out to Laker Nick for joining me on this Easter, and big shout-out to Jamie Sweet for joining us on this Easter. And also, most importantly, big shout-out to each and every one of you. Please like, please follow, please subscribe to what we're doing. As they say in Spanish, salamat. That's Filipino, Kurt. Filipino, salamat. Salamat to everyone out there. Joe doesn't like me thanking everyone, but frankly, Joe, I couldn't give a damn. But it is, of course, Gerald Glassford for the Lakers Fast Break. Truly appreciate you joining us. Salamat to everyone around the world. Thank you to everyone around the world. Got shout-outs from Brazil, Philippines, all over for today's game. So cannot thank you enough for being a part of what we're doing here at the Lakers Fast Break. So again, for Jamie Sweet and Laker Nick, truly appreciate you joining us. We'll be back tomorrow for more great coverage, as only we can provide for you. With a big victory tonight for the Lakers, 116-104, they're now 42-33. Can they finish the road trip strong in Toronto? Hapless Toronto, losers of 13 straight, and hapless Washington, only 14 wins all season. We'll find out, and we'll talk about it on tomorrow's Snack Pack right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.